This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
8:15, apologies. I'm just so anxious to get to Dr. Catherine Hudson, Associate Professor of Clinical Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. She is a gastroenterologist who's board certified in obesity medicine. She sees patients in the weight loss and bariatric surgery clinic at UMC. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. It's great to be back.
Yeah, I appreciate your time as always. And again, I'm sorry that you couldn't make it in the communications field and you had to resort to practicing medicine. I kid. You know that. I'm just kidding. Let's talk about this whole Coke. Look, I'm leaving the politics out of this. It doesn't matter who said it. The whole cake and Coke, rather, and cake, Freudian slip. The whole Coke and real cane sugar as opposed to corn fructose sugar. I'm not talking about the politics of it. I'm not talking about the farmer agribusiness of it. Let's talk about your body and what exactly is high fructose corn sugar. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I think politics aside, this is a great opportunity to talk about what sugar does in your body, whether it's in the form of table sugar from sugar beets or sugar cane, or in the form of high fructose corn syrup, which comes from corn. Essentially, they do the same thing in your body. And we know that high amounts of sugar intake lead to things like diabetes and heart disease and an increased risk for cancer. So it's an important topic to discuss.
So we have talked about this before, and we'll continue to talk about it. And I want to open the phone lines again, the Oakland Art Jeweler Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. If you have any questions, please don't ever text and drive. But I saw this documentary, and people that, and I'll say documentary in quotation marks, because there is a little bit of politics in it. But if you look at the science of it, the way you're, and this changed my life, Dr. Hudson, it really did, about the way your body processes sugar. And it reinforced something Dr. Kashner at UNO tried to teach me in the 70s that I didn't quite get it. And his point was about if you're going to go on a diet and lose weight, you really need to go on a strict diet. Maybe he didn't phrase it that way, but what he was trying to tell me is about the way your body processes sugar, about your liver, about overloading it, and how it turns immediately to fat, and how you cannot, if you eat too much sugar, burn it off. With that table being set, pardon the pun, take it from there, if you would, please, from the biological or the metabolic concept.
Sure. So when you consume high amounts of sugar, your body sees this as energy that it can use, and it doesn't want to waste anything, so it's going to store whatever is extra. Now, a calorie is not always a calorie. You know, that gets debated pretty often. But when it comes to the type of calories, whether it's a fat, a protein, or a sugar, they're not processed the same way in your body. And if you overload the body with sugar calories, your liver, which is where all the processing happens, can get overloaded. And when that happens, the body will just convert that sugar, that fructose, because sugar is really part glucose and part fructose. And that fructose is the problem. That fructose gets converted to these fat droplets in the liver. And those types of fat droplets are really metabolically active, which means that it does something to your body's endocrine system or your hormone system. Those fat droplets are really insulin resistant. That leads to diabetes. Also, there's not supposed to be fat deposited in your liver, and that fat in your liver can lead to things like what people know as fatty liver disease, which can lead to cirrhosis and the need for liver transplant. So all of that extra sugar, when you eat too much at one time, can overload the liver and lead to metabolically active or destructive fat deposited around the body.
When I pump aluminum, and I say this all the time, I like to put on something innocuous on TV so I don't really have to pay attention to it. And I had on a Seinfeld episode yesterday or last night, and they were eating, I don't want to mention the brand name, Snackwells. Okay, I will. And at that time, you know, the big deal was low fat, low fat, low fat, low fat. And everybody went crazy yeah. eating these Snackwells. Unfortunately, to make up for the fat, they added a, you know, what ton of sugar, which meant people mm-hmm. actually wound up almost worse off than they were before. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's right. There was a big craze back around, you know, 70s, 80s, where low fat seemed like the answer. If we're trying to combat heart disease, then we should eat low fat. But the problem is that the food industry switched from putting fat in the foods to putting sugar. And when we talk about sugar versus high fructose corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup is easier to add to foods. It's easier to process. It's easier to store and to transport and to mix because it's in a liquid form. And so it was really easy to add high fructose corn syrup. The other reason they added so much high fructose corn syrup is because it was cheaper than sugar. Mm. And so lots of foods became low fat, but they became really high sugar, and that actually sort of drove the obesity crisis forward, and it didn't help with reducing heart disease because metabolic dysfunction and obesity and all these things drive heart disease as well.
Let me take a break. We're going to spend an hour talking about this because I'm very passionate about this, and I think it's very important. Dr. Catherine Hudson, our guest, Associate Professor of Clinical Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, gastroenterologist, board certified in obesity medicine. She sees patients in weight loss and bariatric surgery clinic at UMC. While the doctor is not with us, I'll say this, that if you look at that, if you watch that Fed Up documentary, Michelle Obama took a lot of heat for, you know, wanting to make school lunch is healthy, this, that, the other thing, but they actually back down to big agro when it comes to corn fruit or high fructose corn syrup. So that goes to show you the power of the industry and how sometimes politics gets involved, but money wins no matter what. 822 traffic down, WWL. 827 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, spending an hour with Dr. Catherine Hudson, our friend, Associate Professor of Clinical Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, trying to explain how sugar affects your body. And we thought it'd be a good opportunity to talk about it again because of the recent news about the president and Coke and cane sugar and high fructose corn syrup. I want to get the audience's questions in as well, doctor, if I can. Somebody said, what about natural honey? As
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
An alternative to sugar, and how does your body handle that?
Yeah, so honey is very similar to sugar beets or sugar cane. It's basically sucrose, which is half glucose, half fructose. So honey is about the same.
It's all about, and let me get to this question then, and it'll probably answer it. Please compare sugar from an orange, not orange juice, but sugar from an orange versus sugar in a candy bar. And I will throw in there, Doctor, orange juice as opposed to sugar from an orange. Thoughts?
Yeah, so that's a great question also, because it allows me to tell you one very important point that people get confused on, which is fruit has sugar. Fruit and vegetables have sugar in them. It's that 50% glucose, 50% fructose type of sugar. Mm-hmm. And when you eat a piece of fruit, you're getting sugar that's connected to fiber. Mm-hmm. And in order for your body to absorb that sugar, it has to pull the sugar away from the fiber. And that's what we can think of as digestion. So your body has to digest that fruit or vegetable to pull the sugar away from the fiber. That takes a lot of time and a lot of energy, and it means that it slows down the absorption of sugar in your body. If you took that same piece of fruit, if we're talking about an orange, and you juiced it or you blended it, you kind of pre-digested it before you even consumed it. Now the sugar has already been pulled away from the fiber, and your body can absorb that sugar immediately. So you get this avalanche of sugar absorption. It goes to the liver to be processed, and it overloads the liver, like we talked about before, and that's when you have problems with drinking things like juice. So when people come to my clinic and they ask me, is it okay that I drink juice? I drink a lot of juice. I'm trying to be healthy. And I have to break the bad news to them that drinking juice is about the same as drinking a soda, because that sugar is so easily absorbed rapidly that it causes the same problems in the liver. It's better to eat your fruits and vegetables than to juice them or blend them.
Break the bad news. I love it. But it's true. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to educate people. We'll take a break here for news, come back, and somebody texted in, Tommy, please ask the obvious question. Is high fructose corn syrup worse for the body than cane sugar or other natural sources of sugar? I will ask that question when we come back on WWL. Right now, here's Dave Cohen with WWL First News. Hi, Tommy Tucker, WWL, 844, 16 till 9. Quickly back to Dr. Catherine Hudson, Associate Professor of Clinical Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. She's our friend. She's a gastroenterologist who's board certified in obesity medicine. She sees patients at the Weight Loss and Bariatric Surgery Clinic at UMC. And we're talking about sugar. And doctors, somebody texted in, the obvious question is, high fructose corn syrup or sugar worse than... Is there a difference between syrup and sugar? It's the same thing, really. Hang on a second. High fructose corn syrup or high fructose corn sugar, interchangeable?
No, yeah, it's the same thing.
Same thing, okay. Now, is that worse for the body than cane sugar or other natural sources of sugar?
No, it's not.
Okay. Doesn't make a difference. Might taste different. But as far as...
Some people say that they can tell a difference, but I think it'd be really hard to tell the difference. The main problem with high fructose corn syrup is that it's cheaper, And you might say that's not really a problem, because if we switch out high fructose corn syrup for cane sugar in Coke, your Coke is probably going to get more expensive. But the big problem with high fructose corn syrup is that it's cheaper and it's easier to use. And so the food industry has put it in so much foods, you know, so many different types of foods. And that means that we are able to afford more foods that are high in sugar. It's in things like salad dressing and bread and ketchup and all these foods that you probably weren't aware. And so that's why there was this huge spike in sugar consumption around the time of high fructose corn syrup, because we started adding it to so many things. So that's the real problem. But if we're talking about, you know, a Coke with cane sugar versus a Coke with high fructose corn syrup, there will be no change in how that affects your health.
So let me ask you about fiber and sugar. And if I were to, because I'm getting a lot of texts on this, and if I can kind of put them together, I think what they're saying is, so what if I eat a pedophore with, or a turtle with, not, you know, the reptile, the other one, the bakery confection,
yeah, I know,
with an apple. If I add fiber that way, does that offset the sugar that you're taking in with the confection, or not really?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So data shows that if you ate a pedophore, plus you ate some added fiber, you know, there are fiber supplements you can take. If you just add fiber to your diet through a supplement, that does not help. But if you ate a pedophore plus a piece of fruit, you know, that could potentially slow down the absorption of sugar. I mean, you're still going to get a more rapid absorption of sugar from the pedophore, because the pedophore is, that sugar is ready to be absorbed. But if you can fill your gut with fiber from the fruit, it sort of coats the lining of your GI tract. It kind of slows everything down. It also, you know, we didn't really talk about this today, and I don't know if we want to get into it, but fruits and vegetables actually do something else to your gut that regular sugar doesn't do, and that is that they release gut hormones like GLP-1 and GIP and PYY and oxyntomodulin, and these are all the gut hormones that we are putting into drugs like semaglutide and tirzepatide to improve diseases like obesity and diabetes and heart disease. And so you get that release of gut hormones with fruit that you don't get with sugar. And so if I had to vote, if you're going to have a pedophore, I'd say eat the pedophore with the apple, because now you're going to get a release of GLP-1 and other gut hormones that are going to help your body process that sugar in a better way.
I'm no physician, certainly, but I do know this, that it's all habit to me, at least from my own experience. And I know we've had somebody on that said, and you may know this or not, doctor, I don't know, about taste buds resetting every 30 days or something like that. Does that make sense to you, 6 weeks?
I'm not sure if they reset, but certainly your gut hormones can change the way that foods taste. And so they've done studies in patients who've had bariatric surgery, and they looked at how do you like the taste of cauliflower before you have bariatric surgery. And for those patients who said, I don't really like cauliflower that much, then they have the bariatric surgery. We know that their gut hormones were changed by the bariatric surgery. Mm-hmm. And then they ask them again later, how do you like the taste of cauliflower? And they actually have a more favorable opinion of fruits and vegetables that they didn't like before the surgery. So we know that your gut hormones are impacting your opinion about the flavors of food. So certainly your taste buds change based on your gut hormones.
I know this also from my own personal experience, as far as whoever texted in about the pedophore and the apple. If you are a little patient with yourself, and there are all different types of apples, from Fuji's to Honeycrisp, whatever you like, that you'll find that the apple itself will take care of the sugar craving and you won't need the pedophore. Make sense?
Yes, definitely makes sense, for the same reason that I just mentioned about how fruits
and
vegetables, exactly, they help release those gut hormones that turn down the volume on food noise and make you less hungry. So I love Honeycrisp apples, and eating an apple won't satisfy me if I haven't eaten all day and I'm starving, I've been working hard, or, you know, whatever it may be. One apple won't be enough. But having an apple early in the morning, you know, maybe before lunch, will definitely curb my appetite so that I might not overeat at lunch.
You know, there is an apple sweet scale, right? And there's a Kiku's. I'm boring people here with apple talk, but Kiku or Fuji, whatever. Does it matter in terms of sugar content of apples? Which one?
I think when it comes to apples, it has that natural fiber stuck to that sugar, so it's not really going to make a difference as far as health-wise. And it really, whatever apple you like the most that you're willing to eat, I think is the one you should pick.
You have ever tried the Fuji, Doc?
I have. Yeah. I have.
And how about the Kiku's?
I haven't tried that one, I don't think.
Try Kiku. This is Apple Talk on WWL. 8:51, 9 till 9. We'll pick it up when we come back. Here's traffic. 8:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL, spending an hour with Dr. Catherine Hudson, Associate Professor of Clinical Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, talking about sugar and the effects on the body and what happened over the week with the cane sugar as opposed to high fructose corn syrup. And we're going to wipe all of this out next hour, Dr. Hudson, when we talk to Ian McNulty about eating and drinking. But there is a time and a place for everything, right? So somebody texted, and I'm getting a lot of texts here about the artificial sweeteners. You know, I drink a lot of tea and I use a lot of Truvia, which I probably should not drink, or Stevia, whatever it is, which I probably shouldn't drink that much of it. There's a lot of other stuff out there. Talk about the effects of that, if you will, please. Or is there one that's metabolically different than the other? And your thoughts?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, the WHO put out sort of a recommendation about artificial sweeteners and the use of artificial sweeteners for the treatment of obesity. And it was a little bit confusing when you read it, but the idea was that artificial sweeteners should not be used to help you lose weight. But there's not good data to show that these artificial sweeteners cause harm. We know that with some artificial sweeteners, they've seen tumors in rats, mm-hmm. But we haven't seen that in humans. And the amount that you would have to drink to reach those same levels that they did in the rodent studies is nearly impossible. And so when we're talking about replacing full sugar beverages, like a soda, with a diet soda or something like a Coke Zero, the benefit you get from switching from a full sugar sweetened beverage to a zero calorie beverage, that is undeniable. We know that there is benefit to switching there. So if artificial sweeteners help you meet your calorie deficit, then that's what we want you to do.
So your liver, does it know from stevia, from saccharin, from whatever the other ones are?
Yeah, so the liver doesn't differentiate any of that. The liver is not processing it like a sugar because it's not a sugar. It's not energy that can be used. And so, you know, the liver detoxifies everything. But none of those artificial sweeteners trigger any sort of processing in the liver that's similar to sugar. So it doesn't really matter.
Doc, I hate to do this. I got 10 seconds left, but I got to ask about agave. Yeah. Difference between that and sugar?
Say it again.
Agave, A-G-A-V-E.
Oh, agave. Yeah, agave is just like honey. It's very similar to honey.
So just like sugar, basically.
It is a sugar.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Doc, God bless you and the work you do. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Ian McNulty next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.